Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. Win. The enemy came up against your health. Came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
one to your neighbor and tell them
everything attached to you.
But look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your room, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't burn failures. God don't call you defeated.
And my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above mine enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody of the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God, my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of mine enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries. For false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait on the Lord, and the word of the Lord is blessed. I read to you Psalms 27 this morning. God bless you, everyone. This is Pastor Ken with Total Restoration Church. I am sitting in for my beautiful wife, the woman of God, the one that spearheads this beautiful ministry, To Be Restored Ministry. And we want to say good morning, God bless, and then you know what we say when Pastor Carr gets on here. Well, glory. That's right. We come to give God some glory this morning. And we come to tell you, those that are rising up right now and those of you that are shaking yourself, getting out of your bed, I want to tell you that you have awakened to a brand new day, a brand new opportunity to fulfill the desires and the assignments of God. And so it is an honor and a privilege to be a servant of the Most High God. And I'm grateful that we didn't choose him. God chose us. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of this ministry this morning. I pray that something will be said or done to enhance your life in some type of way, or to strengthen you or encourage you, to let you know that you don't have to give up. As a matter of fact, giving up is not an option for the people of God. I want to tell you this morning that the test, the trial that you're going through, is all for your good. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And so if you are called by God, understand that you will be tested. So it's a blessing. It's an honor and a privilege to be called by God. So I want to say God bless to the men of God and God bless to the women of God. I want to also say that I know First Lady has been on here talking about the ending or the new the new program that we're going to be doing in the near future. I know, I know some of you all are like me. Yes, yes, some good things you have to let go so great things can come about. And so we do understand that this is the last week of To Be Restored being on Blog Talk Radio for the entire week. And as of at the end of this week, we will be going to once a month, which is the last Friday of every single month. And if you were like me, I know that you were blessed by To Be Restored Ministry. Yes, so many things were talked about and discussed. As a matter of fact, so many messages were preached on this broadcast that caused us to really take introspection of where we were. And that's a good thing, because many times we point the finger at others and think that the word of God is for them, but we fail to realize that so many times that God is speaking directly to us. As a matter of fact, some of us have been trapped into some situations that we thought that it was them that had the demon. We thought that it was them that was causing us to get angry, but we found out but through the word of God, even coming on the Blog Talk Radio and the prayer line that started before, we found out that the Lord was shining the light upon our hearts, and we found out that we are not held responsible for how people treat us, but we are held responsible for how we respond and treat other people. And so for that, it has made us stronger, better, and wiser. So we want to just give honor to God for this beautiful ministry that the Lord has allowed us to have for the last, I believe, 7-8 years. And it's been a tremendous blessing, and I am so grateful that the Lord, as many times as I got up in the morning, looked at my wife and said, "Woman, what in the world are you doing?" And she said, "Sweetheart, I have to obey the Lord." And through my agreement, she was able to fulfill the desires of God to minister the word of God to you all. And if you all can remember, it didn't start out just with the Blog Talk Radio. It really started with just being concerned about one person, one individual, a spiritual daughter that the Lord had given us, that actually came from a father's church, and she had a very deep concern about this young woman of God, this single mother. And my wife began to call her in the morning at 5:30 and just begin to pray with her and just begin to share the love of God with her. And then a friend that was staying with the woman of God at that particular time, she wanted to be on the line too, but the line got so hot Let me tell you, the line got so hot and got so good that, that the woman of God that was staying with the single mom, she called Chicago to another woman of God, which was a pastor's wife. Then her and her women wanted to be on the line. So from there, it started a conference line, a prayer conference line. And I mean, the Lord just began to use people to tell someone else and tell someone else. And I believe out here, it was Cousin Lorna, Sister Lorna, that started this trend out here. I believe First Lady Carr calls her the great-grandmother or the grandmother from Maryland, but the Lord used her greatly to just pass the word. And we've met so many beautiful, beautiful saints of God that the Lord allowed us to find through the prayer line. And I'll never forget, after a couple of years of the prayer line, we came to Maryland to have a small conference, and I mean just to see the faces, the beautiful faces of the voices that we had been hearing for the past couple of years. I mean, just did our hearts glad. It was like a family reunion. Yes, yes, yes. Different ones were walking around saying, yes, they were saying, you know, I'm so-and-so, I'm Minister Joel, I'm Dr. Loretta, I'm this one, I'm that one. And I mean, I'm Dr. Ventrice, and they were going on and on and on. And I mean, Sister Nicole and so many other names that were a part of that small greeting, that small meeting. But how powerful that prayer time was, that the Lord used that conference to connect us even more, that to expand the ministry even further. And so I'm so grateful for how God has sent you great people of God to support and to be partners of To Be Restored Ministry. You believed and you trusted in the God of my beautiful wife of 30 years. And I tell you, God is about to do some tremendous things. I mean, I'm holding on to my seat because I know that God is about to just explode and expand, because he knows that there are people just like you that need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are people just like you, those of you that came in and those of you that came in and you needed a word, or you were bound by the enemy, or you got tired of just going to church and not getting the result that you were looking for. If you were like Pastor Carr, yes, back in the day I was, you know, going through some difficult situations, and I was being tormented by the enemy, and I kept crying out to God saying, God, is there anyone out there? Do you see me? Are you real? And how the Lord began to use a man of God to come in my direction and begin to point directly to me and begin to read my mail. Hallelujah. And it allowed me to know how real the power of God really is. Hallelujah. And so if you were just like Pastor Carr and you came to this ministry by someone telling you, and you said, I can't get up that early, oh my God, that is too early. I don't know about that, but I'll try it out. Yeah, I know some of us said it. Some of y'all said it. Yep, I'll try it out. I'll see what I can do. And then one day something in you, you said, something told me to call the line, and I got up and called this line, and I heard the woman of God on there, and she was going at it like the world was on fire. And I said, who in the world is this woman? And it woke something up on the inside of you, and your spirit connected with her spirit, and your spirit connected with our spirit, and it's been a connection ever since. Yeah, you were the one that said, I can't get up there early in the morning, and now you've gotten to the point that you can't go through your day without calling in on Blog Talk Radio. How about that? And I want to tell you that in that season, God was building something on the inside of you. This is not to just gain partners, but this is to build leaders. This is to build warriors, to let you know that you have what it takes to win. You have what it takes to win in your family. You have what it takes to win on your job. You have what it takes to win in your church. Yeah, I know some things are breaking out in your churches, and the enemy, that spirit of Jezebel that's been hitting all of our churches and all of our families, yes, I'm coming at her. I am coming at that spirit called Jezebel, that spirit of Jezebel that has affected your life, affected the churches, affected your families, affected your wives, affected your husband. Yes, yes. God built a spirit of Jehu and Elijah on the inside of you so you can stand against the powers of darkness. And listen, you don't have to run no more. Let me tell you something, woman of God, man of God. You don't have to run any longer, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Listen, you got the greater one on the inside of you. The Bible says that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, it lives on the inside of you. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I want to tell you, man of God, woman of God, you got what it takes on the inside of you. You got what it takes on the inside of you to fight, to destroy, to fight this enemy that has been attacking your family. You have what it takes on the inside of you to win, win, win. Every time you go to a job, you run into a Jezebel, somebody that's jealous, somebody that's lying on you, somebody that's doing all types of things behind closed doors. You go from new job to new job to new job, and you're trying to figure out what in the world is happening. Jezebel, I want to tell you, that spirit of Jezebel that see who you are, because everywhere there is an Elijah, everywhere that there is a Jehu, Jezebel shows up to intimidate. I want to tell you, people of God, that you are strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles and the tricks of the enemy. You have what it takes to stand. So that's what this blog talk radio and that conference prayer line was all about all of these 8 years. And I pray that in this time, in those seasons of prayer, in those seasons of small nuggets and messages that you have received from First Lady of the Prayer Pastor Marlene Carr, if you have received any type of nuggets from her life, you should be on the wall right now. You should be refusing to come down. You should be standing in righteousness and in holiness. You should be walking a non-compromising walk in Jesus Christ. You should be walking and standing in righteousness and holiness. You should be standing against the devil, not people, the demons that are in people and that are manifesting through people. You should know how to stand by now. We are big girls and big boys. Hallelujah. We have grown up in the spirit, and we should be eating on meat by now. Hallelujah. So lift up your head. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, I can't get up every morning and listen to Blog Talk Radio. Oh yes, you can. We have so many recordings on broadcast that has come across this airways for the last few years on Blog Talk Radio. Then we have thousands of recordings that was from the conference line prayers, anointed prayers, and people of God that you will hear on there. As a matter of fact, some of you all should go back to those recordings, because it's gonna jar your memory on how the enemy was fighting and what you were going through back in that day. And that morning, First Lady came on the line, and she began to talk exactly about what you were going through, what you were facing. It was as if somebody had told her what you were going through. It was as if somebody had called and told her before she got on the air. But you know, and I know, and she know that the Holy Ghost spoke to her spirit when she thought she was going to talk about something else. The Holy Ghost switched the message in midstream, and she began to talk about your situation. Yes, yep, your daughter, yep. The Holy Ghost began to talk about your son. The Holy Ghost began to talk about your husband and your wife, and began to talk about that low-down boss at work, began to talk about so many things that you were facing in life, even to the point that you felt like giving up, or you didn't think that you were going to make it. But somewhere down the line, the word of God began to come alive on the inside of you through the prayer line. And I mean, God began to strengthen you. And you look back at it now and said, "Woo! I can't believe I made it through that. It was nothing but a God that brought me out." And we want to just give thanks to the vessel of God. We want to give thanks to the woman of God and to the partners and to the leaders that helped spearhead this ministry. We want to give thanks to the people of God who took out time and took out the opportunity to spend time on here, even when First Lady could not be on the line. And remember how she was going through that kidney thing? Yeah, when her kidneys were failing and we didn't know about it. You all didn't know about it until Pastor Carr spoke up and told you what was really going on. Hallelujah. But by that time, she was taking dialysis and she was preparing for surgery. The Lord had blessed this woman of God to receive a kidney from our oldest son, Kenneth Jr. And so I'm grateful that even through the good times, the bad times, the sad times, the up times, the down times, I believe she started this broadcast in pain. My father-in-law was on his deathbed. He was dying, transitioning, and she started that conference prayer line, hallelujah. And even in that transition, she never stopped, never once stopped ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I get me this morning, I'm not pumping up my wife because I love her, because she's special to me. I'm encouraging the woman of God, my wife, my beautiful wife, for her sacrifice and for the ministry that God has allowed her to share with us over this line. And yes, and some of us, you know, probably thought, well, you know, why we ain't heard from Pastor Carr too much, and or why is it that this woman of God is going like she is and like she's leading it? Yes, she led it. I okayed it. Pastor Carr allowed it because she's the one that birthed it out. I respect the gift that God had given her. And guess what? With that and no understanding and respecting, when you are married and both of you all are in ministry, when you learn how to respect one another in the gospel and in ministry, and you know your lane, my lane is to cover her to be sure she's okay. My lane is to pray for her. My lane is to pray with her. My lane is to give her instructions when no one else is listening. My lane is to make sure that she is shielded and protected through prayer and through fasting. That's my lane as she go forth in the things of God. My lane is to be sure that she stays strengthened and that she stays loved and happy. And so, yes, I worked my lane, and I hope that I worked it pretty good. Hallelujah. And that's when First Lady is supposed to jump on and say, yes, honey, yes, you worked it real good. Thank you, honey, for loving me like no one else could. Okay, thank you, honey. Somebody say, is he talking to himself? No, my wife just said that. Thank you, honey, in Jesus' name. But anyway, so we just want to just thank God for the for the ministry of deliverance, for the ministry of love, for the ministry of healing, for the ministry of salvation. Some of our children have gotten saved through this line. People were healed through this line. People were delivered through this line. As a matter of fact, some of you all were in the hospital. I think of my sister Patty was in the hospital, and somebody told her about the line, and she was calling to the line every single morning. And I mean, that woman of God that should have been gone to be with the Lord is still with us right now. Thank God that he's given her some more years, amen, to share the gospel. And the doctors were amazed. They are and were amazed at this woman because she should have been dead. But God has allowed this woman to get out of the hospital after being in for a couple of years. Hallelujah. And she should have been on dialysis and all type of machines. As a matter of fact, she should have been bedridden or in the wheelchair. But God raised this woman back up. Hallelujah. And she is driving. She is ministering. She is talking. She is testifying. And we want to send love out to you, Sister Patty, and your family, Sister Nicole, and all of you all that is related and attached to Sister Patty in every way. We want to thank God for you, and we love you so much, and we pray that God will use you to call people out of their deathbeds as you walk through the hospital rooms, as you walk through the nursing homes. We decree and declare that a greater anointing will rest upon your life, that as you speak the word of God, that it will manifest right before your eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. But I just want to do something this morning. I want to just click on a couple of numbers, and when I click on your number, please don't be shy, please don't be ashamed. I just want you to give some words on how the ministry of To Be Restored has blessed you all of these years. If you've been on for a few weeks, a few months or a few years or from the beginning. It doesn't matter. I want you to tell people your name and tell them how long you've been on and then tell them how the ministry has blessed you. Can you do that for Pastor Carr this morning? I want to do that for the rest of the week. I want you all to just share with the body of Christ how you've been blessed by To Be Restored Ministry. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call out the first three numbers, and then I'm going to call out the last four numbers. So if you would, please listen for your number. And I think I'm going to go with the first person that called into this line. You must be so excited about To Be Restored Ministry. You called into this line. I saw the number pop up. I said, well, glory to God. And some of these numbers, they call in like about 5 minutes before time, waiting for the broadcast to come on. I want to hit these first few numbers that called in first, and I want to ask you this question. How has To Be Restored Ministry blessed your life? I want to now bring on number, area code 240, and your last four is 6377. 240, your last four is 6377. You are now on the air. Good morning, and God bless.
Good morning, Pastor Carr. God bless you. I'm driving, and I just want to thank you and Lady Carr. Are you hearing me clearly, just to make sure?
Yes, I hear you clearly. Tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Beverly, and I'm in New York. I'm originally from Jamaica. I'm Loretta.
Praise God.
Introduced me to this line, and I haven't stopped from the truth. This line has just blessed me. I've been through some of the most challenging times in my life, and each time I come on the line, it's just been wonderful. It's been a breath of fresh air for me. It's been my cup of tea, as I said, you know, many times. Recently, you had a church day prior, and I was going through some stuff, you know, and I said, "Was," because I'm going to put it in the past, because as God is my guide, and as God has led you all to do what you do, I declare victory over every situation. This kind of blessed me tremendously, you know, just keeping me on track. Keeping me in the spirit, because many times I defer, you know, and each time I come on, it's threatening me to keep on going.
Praise God.
Thank you all.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Beverly. We love you so much, and we thank God for your sacrifice in calling into and being a partner to Be Restored Ministry. Listen, we want you to stay connected. Stay connected, because great things are on the horizon. We love you so much, and God bless you and your beautiful family, okay?
Thank you, and God bless you all, too. Love you.
Praise
all.
God. Amen. We thank God for that woman of God from New York. Isn't that a blessing? All the way in New York, she's been listening in, originally from Jamaica, and God has blessed her life. I want to go to the next number. The first three is 540, and the last four is 8018. 5408018. You are now on the air. Good morning, and God bless you.
Good morning, sir. Pastor Carr, this is Brother Al James calling out of Fredericksburg, Virginia. I haven't been with you all long. My sister told me about you about 3-4 weeks ago now, and I've been coming on in the morning, and it has been a blessing. It has truly been a blessing, because my sister, my family, we've been going through some rough stuff. You know, I spent 30 years in the military and been gone, and now I'm finding out about them secrets, them hidden things about our family. And through the ministry, it has blessed my soul. And I'm doing a lot more, spending a lot more time with God. I'm in between work, and it's not by happenstance that I am. Because I had a son just graduate from college, and I've been spending. He's allowed me to spend a lot of time with him, a lot of time on this broadcast in the morning. So I'm grateful for that, and I thank you for your ministry and what you all are doing.
Praise God. Man of God, I thank you so much. What a blessing it is to hear your voice, and thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio to Be Restored Ministry. And we pray the blessings of God upon your life as well as your family. And listen, man, stay strong. The spirit of Jehu and Elijah is upon your life. Listen, walk and destroy the spirit of Jezebel and lead your family into victory. Do you hear me? Glory to God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
All right, God bless
you,
man. God, listen, stay connected to the line. As a matter of fact, I want you to go on our website, and I want you to send me your information so I can keep in contact with you. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. We'll do that.
Hey, amen. God bless you, man of God. Have a terrific day. Praise God.
You too. God bless
you. What a blessing. What a blessing. Man of God from Virginia has been strengthened and encouraged to go on in the things of God. I just thank God for that. It's nothing like a true man of God. Hallelujah. I want to go to the next number. It is 443, area code 443, and the last four is 8079, 443-8079. You are now on the air, and good morning.
Good morning. Well, glory.
Well, glory. Well, come on here now.
I would like to thank God for you all because you have truly been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to my family. And I just thank God and how my brother, Donald Green, used to get on this line and he would ask for prayer for his family and prayer for his self and how God was working in his life. And when I got on the line, I was in like a dry season, and God delivered me from some things I was going through in the past with my mom.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. And one morning, First Lady Carr was talking about deliverance and old past hurts and stuff, and I was truly delivered from that, and I thank God for that. And she prayed with me and everything. So it has truly been a blessing. It
praise
will
God.
Be missed, and I understand.
Yes.
So I just thank God for you all, and I pray that God will continue to bless you and your family, so that others will be blessed and strengthened and get the love that they deserve.
Hallelujah.
God bless.
God bless you. Now, tell everyone your name and where you're from so the listeners will know.
I am Alice Green, and I'm from Glenbarney, Maryland.
Yes. And you know what, Sister Alice, I do remember how your family had went through one particular time. You all were losing loved ones back to back. I remember that.
Yes.
And we were praying you all through that. Yes. And it's just a blessing to see how God has strengthened you all and brought you through that those hard seasons. And so I'm grateful that God has allowed us to meet you all. It's our pleasure, amen, to have met you all. And I'm telling you, I know this is not the last time that we're going to talk and connect. This is a lifetime connection. Am I right, Sister Alice? This is a lifetime, right?
Yes. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. So you and your family be blessed, and we love you so much, all right? God bless. Have a wonderful day.
And you do the same.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. We thank God for that Green family, that a beautiful family, large family. They love to have family events. And I believe the next one, they're going to call me and First Lady and give us an invite in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to go to the next number, 443. First three, 443. And the last four is 5284443. 5284. You are now on the air. God bless.
God bless. Well, glory.
Well, come on here. We got another one. Come on here.
this is Lucretia Myers, and I got connected through this prayer line. I don't know how long, Pastor Nam, but I got connected through this prayer line at a difficult time in my family's life, health changes. And I was introduced by my mother, Joan Wilson, and I have grown quite a bit in the lessons that have been taught. I was privileged to meet you and Sister Carr and being a service with you all at the Best Western when you came to Baltimore, and that was truly a blessing to me to meet you and just be fed spiritually. I'm still growing, but God has blessed me. I've, since being connected to this prayer line, I've been promoted twice. And, you know, you all have been praying for me, and I see, you know, changes in my family, and I'm continuing to ask God to, you know, change. I remember when I first started the prayer line, I would be in the bathroom with the phone down low. Now I can walk all through the house with the phone up high.
So, you got bored with it now, huh?
Everybody knows about the prayer line.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
Yes,
wow.
That has truly been a blessing. So,
wow.
I'll stay connected with you and Sister Carr, and I'm, you know, one of the prayer team members. So, I'm not on the line as much as I should be because I'm online a lot for work, you know, as far as the internet, but I'll try to stay in touch that way and, you know, keep abreast of things coming as we're changing,
Amen.
You know, our process here. But I'll be available.
Amen. What
and
a
I thank
tremendous
God for
blessing.
You all.
And we thank God for you as well. And you know we love your mother. Now you know. Good Lord.
Yes,
we love your family.
Yes,
oh, my God. Yes, we love you all so much. Hallelujah. What part of Maryland are you in?
Chase, Maryland.
I'm sorry, say again.
Chase, Maryland.
Okay, amen. We thank God for you, Sister Myers, and we want to tell you that we love you so much. Let me tell you something. My wife, she knows everyone on this line. She knows their voice. She knows their voices, and she can pick them out just like that. And sometimes she can talk about you all, and she talks about you sometimes, Sister Myers. And, I mean, she can spit out a prayer and be like, I feel so-and-so in my spirit. That's how connected my wife is to this line, I'm telling you. So knowing that she's obeying the Lord to do this, I know that it is God because this was truly her baby. Hallelujah. And I'm so grateful that she's allowing the Lord to use her in that time, but at the same time pushing on to bigger and better things. So know that this is not over. It's just the beginning of something brand new. Is that all right?
Yes, absolutely.
So God bless you. Keep praying for us and stay connected. Do you hear?
Absolutely.
All right now. Have a terrific day. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. What a blessing. Isn't that a refreshing testimony? All of them are just so refreshing to know that through prayer and through the word of God, people have been encouraged and they've been strengthened and they've been able to move further in life. And as you can tell, that everybody were calling in at a rough time of their life. Amen. And I'm so grateful that God has allowed you all to stand and to move on and to move further in the things of God. Hallelujah. Through prayer and through the word of God. I want to go to a few more numbers. I want to go to 912 is the area code. 912-8095 is the last four. 8095 is the last four. God bless you. You are now on the air. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the next number. 912-80. There's two numbers the same on here. That's different. Hallelujah. Let's try it one more time. 912-8095. You're now on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, glory. Can you hear me?
Well, glory, yes, I can hear you. Yes, good morning.
Hey, Lord, don't pass me by. This is Lillian down in Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Lord. No, Sister Lillian, I can't pass you by.
No, sir. Listen, I came to this ministry on this prayer line in the summer of 2017. When I was convalescing in the nursing home, my cousin Norland in Florida told me about the prayer line, and Joel and Lori had told her about the prayer line, and it has been an absolute blessing to me. It has been a strength and a comfort to me. It has helped me to hold on and to trust God the more. You know, I just appreciate you and Lady Carr, and I know you're moving on to bigger and better things. And ministry you got to do your ministry, but I will truly miss this prayer line.
Amen.
My heart, I had to tell you the truth, my heart was broken when I heard about it. I know. But I understand. You got to do what thus says the Lord. But I just want to thank you for your encouraging words and your prayers.
Yes.
And this line has been a strength and a comfort and a lifeline to me. It really, really has.
Yes.
It's the first thing I do in the morning, and I just appreciate y'all, and I've come to love you. And yes, your wife does know everybody. She knows my voice.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
And,
sometimes I just thank
you for your ministry.
Praise God.
And
sometimes I'm on here, my sister, and I'm on a broadcast, and my wife she would be whispering the names. That's Sister So and So. That's just, oh my God, you don't know who that is? Like, girl. She knows everybody. But that's how connected she is. And I tell you, she's a special woman, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. God bless her.
Yes,
I pray for y'all all the time.
Thank you
and
so
like
much.
And like I said, I never met you, but I've come to have a love and a deep affection for you. And
praise God.
And you go ahead on and do what the Lord said, and God be with you. God bless you. I'm going to miss y'all in the morning, but you'll continually
God.
Be in my prayers, and I love
yes.
you.
We love you, too, and God bless you. And listen, stay connected. I'm pretty sure that those that told you about the ministry, as we begin to build conferences and things like that and services that we're going to be doing, as a matter of fact, we're launching a ministry in Maryland on the 31st of August, and we're going to give you more information about that as well. But we want you to stay so connected to the ministry that any time that you're in the area that you got to come and see us. Is that all right? Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
as a
right,
matter of fact, my son just moved up in that area, so when I'm able to travel,
amen.
I'm out his chair, I'll be coming that way.
Amen. Well, we believe God that he's going to complete the work, and that you're going to be able
yes,
to travel
sir.
In Jesus' name. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, and we love you so much, all right?
Thank you. I love you also as well.
Praise God. Amen. What a tremendous blessing. Isn't this a blessing, you all, how so many were blessed by the line, by the Blog Talk Radio? And I'm pretty sure that if you all want to share about you heard even others, Dr. Ventrice and Sister Nicole and Sister Omikio and different ones that were on here and just speaking the word of God and did a teaching. I mean, all of them did a tremendous job. Even the men, sometimes we would come on, Pastor Rick and I and that Minister Joel Dawkins will come on here and we would talk about how to be a man of God and how to walk in the Spirit and how to lead your family. Hallelujah. And I mean, just so many teachings and so many lessons were carried through this ministry, and we just want you all to be strengthened. We want you all to be blessed. I want to go to another number. It's a familiar number. I see it. It's one of ours, but I'm going to click on it anyway, so I'm hoping that you're near your phone. Hallelujah. It's 815, and the last four is 0583. You are now on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. I guess not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go to another number, and the number is 708-3244. 708-3244. You are now on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. Well, glory.
Well, glory. This is Nancy Robinson, and I stay in Griffith, Indiana, of the great United States. And I thank God for this prayer line. I've been on this prayer line, if I'm not mistaken, since November of 2011. And I thank God that ever since I've been on this, my house has been, the whole atmosphere had to change. Jesus had to become our atmosphere. Because if it wasn't that, we wasn't going to make it. And I thank God that she started the prayer line and that it was truly, truly a blessing for my household, my children, to give them a mindset of knowing how important it was to put God first and to
praise
get
God
up and to recognize who God is in their lives. And
hallelujah.
I just thank God for this prayer line. And I don't know what I would have did. My friend Katrina Harper called
wow.
me and said, I have a my friend Marlene has a prayer line. We had tried one prayer line, and then the second prayer line was Marlene's. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Okay, First Lady Marlene, because it was so real on that line. When we got on that line, baby, I couldn't even lay back down. I was like, okay, I'm going to listen to the line, and then I'm going to lay back down. I couldn't even lay back down because the house was so full of Jesus. I tell you, I just thank God for it, and I would never, ever, ever, ever forget this line. And I thank God that the prayers and the all that was done has been recorded.
Amen.
It's just a blessing.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for you, and let me tell you, we love that Trina Harper. Do you hear me? That Trina
yes.
Harper. She was in our wedding 30 years ago. We love that. That's my
yes.
one of my wife's good friends. Hallelujah. And so
uh-huh.
we thank God for her sharing that information with you, and to see how God has changed your family. You just needed a good
yes.
boost. You needed a generator. That's all you needed in the spirit,
yes.
right? You just need a good generator to just kind of like keep you going a bit, and so you can get your bearings. But I thank God
mm-hmm.
I can hear the strength of God in your voice, woman of God. And I pray that God do mighty things through your life because of the word that's been planted in you. So we love you so much, and we thank God for you. And we want to tell you to have a blessed day, have a blessed rest of the year, and stay in connection with the ministry so you'll know exactly what we're doing, okay? We would love to meet you one day. Is that all right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless. We love you much.
Love you, too.
Amen. What a blessing. We're going to go to the next number. Hallelujah. The next number is 240. First three, 240. Last four is 9229. 240-9229. You are now on the air. Good morning and well glory.
Well glory.
Praise hey! This is the Patty.
Yes, it is. Praise
well,
the Lord.
Come on here. I know a voice.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. Well, come
praise
on. Talk
God.
To us, girl.
Okay. My niece, my great niece, Nicole Franklin, introduced me to the prayer line, and I came on the prayer line just to shut her up. And that was about 4 years ago, come
wow.
this August.
Mm.
And I thank God for you and Lady Carr and the Carr family and all of the prayer partners on the line. I couldn't talk this way when I first came on, but
no,
I've come a long way. Thank
yes,
God. I've come a very long way. Yes, I
yeah.
have. And I'm just strengthened by coming on the prayer line. It has brought me a long way. I had done so much in my life, and I was a retired executive for the United States Army. And then all of a sudden, I had two strokes, and things changed. And I was in the hospital for 2.5 years. And I'm driving myself, and I'm having some complications, but God is able, and I just thank him for his goodness.
Hallelujah.
And I have met so many wonderful people on the prayer line. I have a fantastic prayer partner who
praise God.
Calms me down and makes me go forward. because we have to go forward. And that's what we're in the process. Yeah, and we're in the process of going forward.
Praise God.
We have a prayer line in Calvert County, Maryland, and Silver Spring. Yes.
Praise
and then we have a prayer line out of Buffalo, Boston, D.C. And I'm also with a prayer line out of Brunswick, Georgia. Sisters, loving sisters. I've come a very long way, Pastor. I can't thank you enough. I met some prayer people that one day I'm going to see, like Melody, in Georgia. I've learned so much. I've been able to come on the prayer line under the guidance of our sister, Remikio, or Minister Remikio, and Dr. Mom, or Grandma Ventris Stafford.
Lorna.
It's and Sister Lorna. Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Ventris.
Ventris. And then believe it or not, I kind of knew the Greens, but now I really know the Greens.
Yeah.
And I met some others the sister that used to work with y'all so much. She used to live with y'all. Yeah.
Oh, tell me, Kanisha?
Yes, Kanisha.
Yes.
I've met so many beautiful people.
Yes.
And and Sister Bonnie, it's just
Bonnie P.
Awesome. It's awesome that the people you meet and how
Praise
you become acquainted and become friends and sisters.
Yes.
And I met Dawkins. Oh my goodness. It's been a blessing.
Yes, it has.
Yes, come August. We're going to open up in Maryland. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
You remember the days, the last time, last year when we came, my wife had to speak at the at a women's conference that Nicole did, I believe. Do you remember what the Lord used you to say to me? Do you remember that day when I was trying to get away from you? you don't remember, do you? Let me remind you. You sat right next to me, and you said, Pastor Carr, we are waiting on your arrival. The Lord has need of you in this area. That's all right. Time to go.
It's time to come in here.
and look
I'm
where we are.
I'm going to do my save the date to all my friends.
Save the date. That's right.
Save the date. Yes.
Praise God.
I can't wait.
Sister Patty, we love you so much. I tell you, we get excited when we hear your voice, and we thank God for your life and your testimony.
Yes.
And we thank God for your faithfulness to be restored ministry. It's people like
you that
help keep us going. I mean, you know, I love it when we find people that don't quit in the midst of midstream.
No.
Even when things get rough. I love it. That's why, you know, I more appreciate my grandparents, although they're going to be with the Lord, and my mother and people like that, because when things get rough and get tough, they didn't just get up and leave and get up and go. They stayed with it until the end, until things panned out, until things got better, because they knew that it was more to the story than just what they were facing. So I love you, and we thank God for your faithfulness to be restored ministry. Is that all right?
Yes, and I thank God for you guys. Thank you so much.
And I'm going to get through there one of these days and stop through there and say, glory to God, let's have tea or coffee or something. Is that all right?
Yes, you're always welcome. And Sister Carr knows.
All right, God bless you. We love you much, okay?
God bless you.
Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Patty. That was the miracle woman, the woman of God I was talking about that was in the hospital for a couple of years, and the Lord brought her back in this direction. So we just thank God for that beautiful testimony. We're going to have a couple of more. I believe we have time for a few more. The first three is 410, and the last four is 8140. 410-8140 is the last four. God bless. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Carr.
Is this you again?
No, this is Jones.
Glory. Come on, give it to me.
Well, I just thank God for being on y'all line. Sister Carr, I can't thank her enough how God has used her down through the years. I connected with Sister Carr in 2011. But I
yes,
don't remember exactly.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, it has. And my spiritual walk has grown tremendously.
Praise God, but you didn't say well glory.
I can't thank God enough for that.
But you didn't
I
say
really
well glory. But you didn't say well glory.
Oh, well glory, right. well glory. Because I used to come on the line and I'd say, Pastor Carr. I think you were doing some eyesight work. And I'm saying,
yes.
I missed that well glory. when you would come on and say well glory, I would say,
ma'am.
That's right. Well glory.
Praise God. Oh, my goodness. We love you, Mrs. Jones. Lord
Jesus.
Yes,
I love you, both of you all. That first conference, I tell you, I was so excited.
We were so excited to see one another. Remember how we were walking around saying, I am so-and-so, I'm this one, I'm that one, and we were just hugging like it was a family reunion. Did we not? What a blessing.
It really, really was. I was so excited. And Sister Celeste, she was a little jewel to us. She stayed connected with us.
She did.
You know, she act just like she's a part of, body of Christ. I know we are family. But she act like she was one of us, sure enough.
Yes,
and we used to say, where is Sister Celeste? When I lost my mother, here steps in Sister Celeste. She don't know what a blessing that was that came in my heart just to see one of the prayer warriors that I had met to take our time and just to stop by and you know, give me a hug and say I'm praying for you. That was
praise
a blessing
God.
To me.
Wow, what
it really was. But I'm going to get back to Sister Carr because I tell you, I had never heard no one pray. Like, I've heard of many people praying, but to be so real with her prayer line, I couldn't have given up if I wanted. God, that spirit God had placed in my heart. And every morning, I would just get up on time, wake up, seeing that God would just wake me up on time for this prayer line. I just really grew in the spirit. And
Praise God.
I thank God. Because my Aunt Dorothy was the one that told me, you got to get on this prayer line. And I'm saying to myself, that time of morning prayer line. But I'm so happy that she introduced me to both of you all. Reverend.
Praise God.
Y'all don't know what a blessing it has been in
my
life.
Oh, my God.
It has really, really been a blessing. I have grown so much.
Praise God.
I mean, I'm thanking God for the growing. And asking him to, you know, we all have to improve more and more. And I'm asking God, improve my spiritual walk. I want that spiritual walk. That's the walk that I want. My spiritual walk. To be pleasing him. I'm not worried about pleasing man. I want to please God.
Yes.
That's who I'm
pleasing,
my God. Because
that's what
I
it's all
don't
about.
Want to stand before him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And say,
amen. What a blessing. God. I can feel the presence of God even as you speak. Hallelujah. We love you so much. Oh, bless your heart. Hallelujah. Harabashaya.
When I get to talk about how good he's been to me down through my life, I can't help but give him all glory and praise.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, you know, listen, we don't mind praising him. Come on, praise him, Sister Joan. Come on, hallelujah. Ah, yeah, yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Yes, he is. And I thank him every day.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just
there's nothing. Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
I thank you for just waking me up in the morning just to say, good morning, Jesus.
Oh, Rabasa.
He's such a good God.
Glory to God.
Through many, many danger toils and steps, he's already brought me to.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm out now, see. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to miss the prayer line every morning. I will miss it. But I know y'all say once a month. I'm expecting to tune in once a month.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're gonna be once a month. Hallelujah. But that's all right. You're close to us, aren't you? Aren't you close to us?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland. But
amen.
I don't drive like that.
Right here with us. Amen. Glory to God. We're launching on the 31st. Hallelujah. I want you to put that on your calendar in the name of Jesus. You can see us live and in color.
Okay, Pastor Carr. Okay.
Hallelujah. You can shout with us now.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
To the church one Sunday. We was up in y'all area. And I did shout. I had got the victory.
Well, come on. Well, glory to God. Well, we're going to shout some more.
Oh, yeah. I still shout. Yes,
praise
I do.
God.
I can.
What
I give
blessing.
God all the glory.
Amen. I do.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that it's people like you all that love God the way you do that strengthens us. It's people like you that although you love God, you're still saying, I need more. Because there are so many people that are saved, and because they can speak a word, they think they don't need to hear nothing else from nobody else, or they think that you can't tell them anything. But just to hear you weep and cry on the line just to say, I'm just so grateful I can get up and say, good morning, Jesus. And I just need more of God, more of you. That's just a simple sign of brokenness and submission to the Lord, not to the vessel, but to the Lord. And then that submission that you have to the Lord is submitted to God and other people, that whenever God speaks, your ears are open to receive what he has for you. I want to say we love you so much. God bless you. God bless you. It's an honor and a privilege to have met you and to even move further in the relationship. We thank God for you and your life and your family as well, okay?
Oh, thank you, Brad McCart.
God bless you all.
Hello.
All right. God bless you. We love you much, all right?
Yeah, I love you all, too. God bless.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Joan. What a blessing. Wasn't that sweet? That was a blessing. Now listen, y'all know Pastor Carr. I done went over time, but seeing that I am in the control room right now, glory to God, if y'all stay with me, I'll keep going. You know me. I'll keep going. This is good this morning. Isn't it good? Hallelujah. So if we want to do a few more numbers, we can do that so that you all can have an opportunity to just say who you are, where you're from, and how the Lord has blessed you through this ministry. God bless you. We're going to click on number 773. 773. The last four is 7643. 773. 7643. You are now on the air. God bless and good morning.
God bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I actually have tears running down my eyes just praising the Lord. And I
praise God. Praise God. Oh, my God.
I never share with you what I did for a living. First, I just want to share that I work for the city of Chicago. I'm a Chicago police officer. And I'm telling you, God is so good. And I had to be at work early today, so I put the phone. I don't have it on the recording where I can go to the Block Talk Radio. I actually had my phone with me. I got to work in the office before I go out on the street. I'm like, Lord, you are so good. I remember when we first met. I'll make it as short as I could before anyone come in here, but I just praise the Lord in the station wherever I am. I'm telling you, in about, I believe it was 2012, I met your family personally. I had been on the line a numerous amount of time on and off because some of the members of Lady Carr's church at the time where her family were, I was a part of them. And to God be the glory, I just thank God for what he has done through your family. In body and Christ, and then with my family, and how many times I listened to the prayer line, and you, Lady Carr, would be discussing something that I was just studying about, or just talked about, or was giving God glory for. And every time when I heard the other sisters and brethren in Christ Jesus sharing things and hearing the testimony, I'm like, Lord, you are real, you are wonderful. And I love the Lord with all of my heart. And I thank God for direction, instruction. I thank God for order. Glory. Thank God for the purpose that he's giving unto every one of us and how important it is. I want to share one more thing. I know I'm going a little while, but I was just reminiscing a couple of months ago. In fact, just I believe it was April 1st, the Resurrection Day, during that period of time, I text Lady Carr, and I said, I want you all to know and tell your husband, I said, I'm officially going to share this line in my family, and I to make it really condensed. In the morning at 5 o'clock when I wasn't working at 5 in the morning, I would have at 5:30, I turn on the speakers, and that's how I woke the children up in the morning. We start prayer with your line, with the prayer line. And I said, Lord, you are just amazing. And I'm telling you that it's really changed a lot. My husband would get up, do his lip and shake his head, but he never made me turn it off. And then the kids, you get up and I fix the breakfast and go out there where, and I said, Lord, you are awesome. I am going to miss the everyday morning worship with you and all of you there. My
praise God.
Sisters in Christ. Well, to God be the glory. Well, glory. I love you
Amen.
All. I love Jesus, and I thank God for you. Keep up the good work. Keep up the work for God.
Praise God, and thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you. We even appreciate your services, and it's just good to know that the Lord has some soldiers that is a part of the law enforcement. And may God continue to protect you and be with you in the city of Chicago. And I pray that along the way that the Lord will cause you to touch some souls in every area of that city. God bless you. We love you so much, and thank you for your faithfulness and your sacrifices to be restored ministry. All right?
To God be the glory.
Amen. God bless you. We love you much. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Oh, my goodness. Was that not a blessing, you all? We're going to, I'm still going. I am still going. The first three is 309. Last four is 3018. You are now on the air. Good morning and well glory.
Well glory and good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Denise, and I'm from Genesee, Illinois.
All right, Sister Denise. Well, come on here.
And I'm just so thankful for you and your wife, prayer pastor, for
Amen.
Taking the time out to pray with my daughter. And that's how this prayer line got birthed. But this prayer line has been nothing but a blessing to me. It has helped me throughout the years. I've been on this prayer line since 2011 in April. And it's just been truly a blessing. I was at the farm working in a women's ministry and when I first started getting on. And it just brought my faith up to another level. It helped me to learn how to pray with the ladies and interact more with the ladies. And I tell you, God, just use your wife, because everything that I was going through, it would be like she would get on this prayer line in the morning and she would be talking directly to me. And I was like, okay, God, you got my attention. I hear you. And it's just been such a blessing to me, you and your family. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart, and your kids and your sacrifice. Oh, I'm just so thankful for you all. I love you so much. Words can I even express. And I am truly going to miss this prayer line. Oh, my God. I mean, I just wake up out of a dead sleep and be like, oh, it's 5:10. I got to get ready for the prayer line. And, and I've been on it. And I have been missed maybe for a few mornings. But for the most part, I have been on it. And I am just so thankful and just so grateful for you. I love you guys. Oh, my God, I love you all so much. And I'm going to miss it, but you know what? The seed was planted for me to continue to move forward and continue to keep praying. So it increased my prayer life. And so I'm just so thankful. Thank you, guys. I love you all. And I'm going to miss you, saying, well, glory. And you get on here, and I'll be cracking up. I'm like, oh, my God, it's so funny. And my pastor, my lady, like, honey, I'd be like, oh, my God. I'd be telling my mother, I'm like, girl, Pastor Ty, it's funny. She's like, girl, he's, yeah, mom, he's something. But I thank you all. You always give us a good laugh. You know, it's humor with the prayer and everything. It's just, oh, my God, it just all come together. And I have been blessed over these years. And I have gave the prayer line out to a couple of first ladies. And they would get on and they would listen, and I would tell people about the prayer line. And they'd be like, 5:30, a prayer line? I'd be like, girl, yeah, you got to hear her. I said, she's like a ball of fire. I'm telling you. I tell you, you get off that prayer line, you'd be pumped up. You'd be ready to shout. You'd be shouting through the house like you're praying. So I'm just so thankful and so grateful for your obedience and your servant, you and your wife and your family. I just pray nothing but blessings over you, and you go forth in God. And I know God just going to keep elevating you all. And I'm going to be quiet because I know somebody else is going to talk.
No, we love you as well. I want you to tell the listeners what God delivered you from.
Oh, God, God delivered me from a 24-year addiction of drugs. God delivered me from depression. I tried to suicide. I tried to take my life 6 times. God is a deliverer. He is a healer. He restored my family back to me. I could go on and on, but I just would just say this to all the listeners. Please don't give up on your loved ones. Continue to pray for them, because somebody prayed for me, and my grandmother...
Yes.
My father didn't get a chance to see me get saved or get delivered. So don't give up on your loved ones. Continue to pray for them. Continue to intercede. Somebody prayed for you. That's why you're on the line. So continue to pray for them. And I'm just so thankful. I had a praying aunt and a praying daughter. And I was just so grateful. The power of prayer works, y'all. It works. You might not see it come to pass, but it will come to pass. So
Lord,
I'm just so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. And we heard about, I heard about you a little bit, about 15 years ago, I believe it was, when we were with my wife's father's ministry. And they were praying for you then. I began to pray for you then. We didn't meet you, but we met your daughter, Charisse, and I tell you, we had a connection and a love with her ever since. And just even without me even knowing you, there were your god sister, Sister Crystal, and Sister Cherie, as well, that love you tremendously. And I mean, they were like, we're not giving up on her. We're gonna keep on praying. God gonna bring her out. They were like, God gonna bring her out. Like, whoever she is, God gonna bring out. God gonna bring out, and here we are, years later. And you are, and I'm telling you, people of God, if you saw this woman, you would not believe it. There is no residue where you can even detect that this woman was that had a 24-year drug habit. Lord Jesus, so we are grateful for what God has done for you in your life. We love you so much. Oh my God, hallelujah! And when you come out to Maryland, you better you know what to do. So come on. When you come to visit, you know what to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now, I am in Kankakee, in Aroma Park as well. I'm preaching on Sundays. I don't tell them exactly what Sunday I'm coming. I'm there. I'm in the pulpit. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And God is still moving there. In Jesus' name. So we're going to be one church and two locations. One church and two locations. So we love you so much, and we thank God for you and thank God for your ministry. And we believe that God has great things in store for you, my sister. All right? So God bless and have a wonderful day. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, I have 9 minutes left for a 90-minute broadcast. Isn't that something? But it's been so good, hasn't it? It's just been so good. It's been so good, but I want to just go down one more. I keep saying one more, right? One more time. Okay, it's like the preacher just said, give me 2 minutes, and it's about 20 minutes left, 20, 30 minutes after he said 2 minutes. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, here we go. But listen, one more, maybe two, maybe two. Let's go to let's go to 912-4985. Did I do you already? But let's see. 912-4985. You're now on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. Well,
good
glory.
Morning. Well, glory. All right. Come on.
This is Melissa.
Hey, Boss Junior. Glory
hey.
To God.
Yes.
You got to give me another well glory. Come on here. Give me another one.
Well glory.
Hey,
well glory.
I felt that in my shondo.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister.
Amen. God bless you all. God is so amazing. The testimonies that I've heard this morning, I've been bad girl this week. I'm on vacation, so I've been kind of sleeping late, but I jump on later. But I just thank God for the ones that I've heard this morning. And God is just so amazing. But for me, when I came on the line, as y'all have heard before, my cousin Melody is the one who introduced, she started a family prayer, and then she was like, y'all dial in. And I was very, very, very apprehensive about it. I was like, I'm not dialing in on that line. I don't know those people, you know.
Yes.
But then,
yeah.
Like so many others have said, once you get on, you can just, it's like she's right here. Y'all are right here with us, no matter how far away we are from you. And you can just feel just the spirit and the presence of God through the realness. And that only comes through really being devoted to God. And I just truly thank God for the place that I was in. A lot of times we want to change where we've been, but I tell you, it's God penning our story, I believe. And I just thank God for the place that I was in at that moment, because everything, like everybody says, and even every day now, it's like everything that you guys get on the line and share about, it's like it's confirmation to my spirit. And I just thank God that that's God truly speaking his word. And I'm sad that it won't be every day, but I know the connection in the spirit will be like it will still be every day, because just getting up, getting on this line, it gives you that that motivation to continue to just get up and do it, regardless of if we're not on here audibly together, but we know that we're still praying in the spirit together. And I just thank God that, like I said, the place that I was in at that moment, I want to say it was in 2017. I think I can't even remember, but I thank God that right what she was teaching, I was going through it right then, and that's how I knew, even though I had been apprehensive about getting on, but God proved that this is where you need to be for this moment. And I tell you, it's been just like I can't get away from it. It's like, I got to get on the prayer line. And the people that I've shared, some have gotten on and maybe some have not, but it's their loss. But I just thank God that I was obedient and got on. And even my daughter, which we're here in Virginia with her, she gets on and she's grateful for the line. My daughter in love, we just got her added to our family in March, and she even gets on. And I'm just grateful for your sacrifice, because it's just, I know it's been a sacrifice for your family to even be as real as you are on the line. And the other part is, Pastor Carr, thank you so much for your humor. I mean, some days I'm just laughing way out loud, like too loud. I'm like, this is a nut. And Lady Carr is going to pinch him if he don't get himself in line. But I just truly thank God. I thank God for the line. And just like everybody saying how she know, like it's just like she knows, you know, some things that you're going through. And then even when we got to meet y'all in April of last year, that was last year. Time goes so fast, I can't hardly keep up. I mean, it was a total blessing, and I'm just hoping that I'm able to be in Maryland on August 31st. Y'all pray for me. Sister Patty, y'all can have your neck, and everybody else. Yep, I've already been looking at plane tickets. But anyway, I just thank God, and the testimony that I just heard right before mine about her daughter, who was the reason the prayer line started. I mean, that is just so amazing just to hear it. And just to hear you say 24 years and God delivered you, I'm believing God for my sister. That really touched me this morning. And I just thank God that he's going to do it for my sister in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I love y'all so much.
Amen, and we love you too, Boss Junior. I call her Boss Junior, y'all, okay? I just want you to say that's my name for her. Glory to God. I know her name, Sister Melissa, but, amen, she's Boss Junior to me. God bless you and the man of God that you're married to and the children that God has allowed you to birth out. May God bless you and your family, Sister Melissa. And
amen.
I pray we see you on that 31st, because it's going to be on. As the kids say, right, on and popping. Is that what they say? But they always tell me that I'm behind time. They always say, Dad, we don't say that no more. That's old. So forgive me if I'm saying the wrong slang right now. But we love you so much. God bless you and your family. Hallelujah. And prayerfully, we will see you in August. God bless you. We love you much, all right?
Yeah, love y'all too. Bye.
All right, God bless. Amen. What a blessing it is to find good people on this broadcast. I want to do something. She's probably going to have a fit, but I see First Lady's number on here. She's on her way to work. I just want her to say hi and God bless you. Hi, I love you. God bless. I love you. God bless, honey. Good morning. Hi.
Well, you give me the last 3 minutes. Oh my God! This morning has started off so beautiful. Thank you all for cooperating with Pastor and sharing your testimony about this ministry and what God has blessed us to create together. Truly, we give Him all the glory. It's nobody but the Lord that could do that. And thank God for Pastor Carr being so faithful to him, to God, and to his family, and to me personally, and supporting me and letting me get up, letting me get out of my bed to talk to people that we didn't even know, and to pray for you in those days when we were going through. We'd be on vacation or we'd be, even away for rest. I hear you, Sister Melissa, on vacation, but you can't get away. Thank you, honey. Thank you for your dedication, and thank all of you for your prayers. And I only have, like, about a minute left. I don't even know what will happen, because we've never
I'm about to cut you off.
Used up
gonna
the whole
cut you
90
off.
Minutes.
I'm going to do you like they do at church. When you talk too long, I'm going to pull you.
Right,
I'm going to cut your mic off.
Take the mic. Right. Take the mic. But let me say this.
You better hurry up.
If I can't say anything else, I thank God for the real love of God, for the
yes.
people of God that really know how to love because you have accepted God's love. It's real. Nobody, no devil, no demon, no person,
yes.
no, I don't care what it is. It cannot stop the real love of God. And
amen.
That's why this line, that's why this ministry has lasted like it has, because it's the love of God. So thank
love
you all.
God.
Pray for me. I'm driving in a place where people don't know how to drive and they're crazy. But I thank God for his angels being over
okay,
me and keeping me. Every day, I love
all right.
everybody.
We love
I
you
love
all.
You.
Have
thank
a
you.
Have a blessed day. God bless. This is the end of our broadcast.
Yes,
God bless
God
you
bless.
All. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining To Be Restored, a time of devotion and prayer. Brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time. 6:30 a.m.